Thank you very much. We have time for about 5 minutes worth of questions, so if there are any questions asked, you line up behind the mic, please. If you could get to your question quickly, that would be very helpful.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
First of all, let me say, excellent talk. Thank you very much. That was very good. I got to believe that based upon the information you're providing and some of the discussions you've said you've had or some of the people you've come across at Planned Parenthood, that they probably don't agree with what you're promoting. So I'm curious to know what, when you're in interviews, people ask you if you're just, you know, using hyperbole. I'm just curious, when you're putting this out there, what kind of reaction are you getting? How is Planned Parenthood responding? Can you give us a sense of that? There must be quite a war of words going on.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was expecting there to be more of a... There's no formal response. What I've noticed is that some of these websites have been changed. Some things have been taken off. Some of the more outrageous things that a few years ago I was exposing, I can't find anymore. You're right. They don't like me. They believe that what I'm doing is fear-based and that I'm part of the radical right. I did have a debate on the radio with someone from CECAS, and she just wiggled her way through and just wouldn't directly answer the questions that were posed to her. And when I spoke in the state legislature in Utah, the newspaper coverage afterwards said things like, it didn't have any of the signs, it said, Planned Parenthood given a bad rap. So they're not, you know, the media that is on the other side, so to speak, and it's too bad that it's also politicized, but obviously it is, they don't present my science because it can't be questioned. They pigeonhole me as being, you know, an extremist or what have you. So, but I look forward to a real debate, you know, about this stuff. Hasn't happened.
Just a quick follow-up. Are you familiar with Dr. Joseph Nicolosi at
all?
Yeah,
sure.
So I heard a talk by him that was sponsored by folks on the family a few years ago, and you know, he writes on homosexuality, particularly in males, and he actually said he receives death threats all the time. So you've never experienced any of that?
Oh, thank God, no. I know that Joe, yeah, he's a very brave psychologist who does a lot of great work with therapy that helps people struggle against homosexuality. And actually, I wrote about his organization in my book. No, thank God, I haven't had any death threats. Okay, thank you.
Hi. One of the biggest arguments, and I've heard this a couple times in people defending the current form of sexual education, and it was actually made, I think, in regards to commenting on sexual education in the states, was that they were claiming that in areas of the states where there was abstinence-only education, there was a higher rate of teen pregnancy. And I'm just wondering if you can speak to that, because that's something that I come up against when I'm talking to people.
You know, there's so many studies on both sides, what works, what doesn't work. But I'll tell you, I don't even get into that. And I'll tell you why. If we were speaking about any other health issue, alcohol, tobacco, whatever, we wouldn't be saying, well, it doesn't work to tell kids not to do a certain thing. So therefore, we have to be realistic. They're going to do it, and we have to do X, Y, and Z. No, we wouldn't do that. We would go back to the drawing board, and we'd say, what can we do in order to get this message out? The other thing I want to tell you is that you have to be very careful here, because comprehensive sex ed is not what they say it is. So when they say, oh, comprehensive sex ed, you know, has this result or that result, or it's what parents want, you have to look really closely at what it is that they're saying and not saying. Also, the most recent research to come out just a few months ago did show that there was, do you know about that recent thing that was done? Okay, well, if you can email me and I'll try to get a few, or maybe you guys know about it. It was wonderful research done with a large group of African-American girls in the inner city, and it did show that absence education delayed the onset of sexual behavior. Now, I forgot also to say, I'm sorry, that I brought with me these pamphlets that I wrote called Sense and Sexuality, and I have like 50 of them, so I can give one out to each person for free if you like, and it sort of summarizes a lot of my key points. So I'm sorry, I didn't want to finish without saying that I'll have these afterwards for people. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Stephanie Hillier. This is kind of a loaded question. I guess I'm going to try and condense it. But I agree with what you're saying. I guess statements like sexual education is kind of crazy makes me take a step back because I am a sexual educator in the local schools. Now, the role we take is kind of interesting because I agree with what you're saying and that, you know, we have to actually tell them, you know, the truth, not hide these things and say that condom rape is like, you know, 97% success rate, right? So we actually go in there and bust those myths. However, we are battling major emotions. And like you said, a lot of these teens are going to do it anyways. So I work for Thrive, and we've been very successful in getting in the public system and the Catholic system by just coming at it and talking about the biological and the emotional vulnerability that you talk about. So are you suggesting that we should take a stronger stand towards abstinence, or should we just, like, how does that look?
Okay, I'm not familiar with your particular program.
That's okay.
But in general, I'm just saying treat it like every other health issue. Mm-hmm. When you go in to see your doctor and, you know, he says or she says, so what's your diet like? And you say, oh, you know, hamburgers and cheeseburgers and french fries. He's going to say, hey, you know, I advise that you know, you understand that that could be very dangerous, and this is what I advise, you know, this is healthier. Are you going to necessarily keep to that diet? No. But every time you come in, he's going to remind you. It's the issue of establishing an ideal and presenting that ideal as a health professional or as a sex educator, that this is the ideal. It's difficult, but hey, a lot of things are difficult. You have these same kids that are out there, they want to be athletes. They want to be dancers. They want to weigh 90 pounds. You know, they want to be their ideal weight. They want to have perfect skin. That's all hard. That's it. That's what it is. All, you know, it's hard. And just like anything that's hard, it has wonderful benefits if you succeed. And it's an ideal to present in front of them and to know that, yes, believe it or not, there are people walking around out there and they have wonderful sex lives and all they did is wait and find someone who waited, and you can do this too. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
And this will be our last question.
So he's like, is it good? Just when I saw the video, I thought that Planned Parenthood doctor, I'm a physician, but might have been promoting the HPV vaccine, actually, right? Because if she says everybody gets it, then everyone should have the vaccine. Any change or literature that you're aware of that has more increased sexual risk-taking activity.
Oh, from having the vaccine available?
Because
okay, we don't know that. Vaccine. The vaccine has only been with us, you know, a few years now, so I think it's too early. But I know that girls have been known. I read that. Okay. That it was overheard on a playground that a girl said to another girl, oh, did you get that safer sex vaccine? So this is one of the big concerns. Now, the vaccine is probably a fantastic thing, probably. There's still a lot of questions around it. But one of the issues, one of the questions is, boys are going to be given it soon too. Are people going to think, oh, now I'm protected, you know? Like, just like condoms, are they going to get a false sense of security? So I think that I better stop.